With Montana News, I'm Claire Menahan. Montana's Democratic governor is saying for the first time that he'd support a ban on some semi-automatic weapons. Governor Steve Bullock's comments came in response to a question posed to him Sunday morning on CNN's State of the Union. Host Jake Tapper asked Bullock if he would support a, quote, assault weapons ban, a ban on some forms of semi-automatic weapons. Bullock answered, quote, you know I would, Jake. Bullock spokeswoman Rania Abel says he is a gun owner and a hunter who doesn't see the need for certain kinds of firearms for hunting or personal safety. Rain in western Montana today did little to slow fire growth across the state. Jay Nichols is a spokesperson assigned to the Monument and Wigwam fires burning south of Ennis.
Well, it's a mixed blessing. So obviously wind isn't a good thing, rain's a good thing, but I don't know that it will be a substantial amount of rain.
Nichols says together the fires are burning more than 10,000 acres, but an evacuation notice for the Haypress Lakes area in the Shining Mountains subdivision was reduced today to an evacuation warning. Today, the Bitterroot National Forest said crews are battling seven new lightning-caused fires. One of those fires is near Darby, and the other six are east of Painted Rocks Lake. All the fires are remote and less than an acre in size, says spokesperson Todd McKay. Firefighters have responded to 26 total fires on the Bitterroot this season. The Montana Board of Investments is expected to formally name tomorrow current State Budget Director Dan Villa as manager of the Montana Investment Fund. Villa will oversee the board's management of roughly $18 billion in state assets. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The investment board plans to meet Tuesday to determine Villa's final contract details and salary, which is expected to range from $180,000 to $220,000. The board is responsible for essentially investing all the state's money, including funds for public employee pensions and the state's insurance reserves. Villa will take over the head position from David Ewer, who is retiring on October 1st. Teresa Olcott-Cohey is a member of the investment board.
I am confident that Dan will do a great job. He's very smart. He's hardworking. He knows Montana, so I'm sure we will be in good hands.
The investment board split 5-3 in picking Villa to lead the management of Montana's assets. The other finalist for the job was Eric Henry, the chief executive officer and chief investment officer for Hershey Trust Company. Although Olcott-Cohey says she's confident in Villa's abilities, she, along with the board's chairman and another member, voted for Henry.
Because I believed he had the most direct, on-point experience.
Carl Ungland, the vice chair of the board, says it was a tough choice between two candidates qualified in different ways.
Mr. Henry had more experience in the actual investing part of the job. Mr. Villa had more experience in Montana, more experience with economic development. My personal opinion was that Dan would be a very good fit.
Villa has been the state budget director since 2011. He was appointed to the job by then-Governor Brian Schweitzer, who Villa previously advised on education policy. Before that, Villa represented Anaconda in the State House of Representatives from 2005 to 2009. A spokesperson for Governor Steve Bullock says no selection has been made yet for Villa's replacement to lead the state budgeting office. There is also no date set for Villa's final day with the governor's office. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A man was killed in an officer-involved shooting at a trailer park in Great Falls yesterday. Police Sergeant Jim Wells said officers responded to a disturbance just before 7 p.m. last night and encountered a man with a gun. Officials say he brandished it at officers. Witness Ken Milovich told the Great Falls Tribune that officers ordered the man to drop the weapon, then, quote, there was a bunch of gunfire. The name of the man who was shot and the officer involved haven't been released. Another officer suffered serious but not life-threatening injuries in a two-vehicle crash while driving to the scene. The person in the other vehicle had minor injuries. Searchers have recovered the body of a 15-year-old Montana boy who drowned along with his mother after his family was involved in a boating accident on the Yellowstone River. Officials with Park and Gallatin County say the body of James Robert Anderson III of Bozeman was recovered Sunday near Springdale, more than 3 weeks after the drift boat he was in hit a bridge pylon in Livingston. A fisherman spotted his body around noon Sunday, about 16 river miles downstream from the July 27th accident that also killed his mother, Angie Anderson. His father, Gallatin County Sheriff's Captain James Anderson, made it to shore along with the boy's sister and a family friend. The 9,000-acre Goldstone Fire and the 2,000-acre Beaver Creek Fire continue to burn in the Beaverhead and Deer Lodge National Forests. A community meeting on the blazes will be held Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the community building in Wisdom. I'm Claire Minahan, Montana Public Radio.